Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/ QuakeMan70. Today is Sunday, August 9th, 2015. It's a little bit after 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is a little after 6 p.m. Eastern time. And in all the other time zones around the world here on the internet, this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory Jr. Earlier today, I was at a Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, California. Pastor Tim Rasmussen, good friend of mine. His father is a real good friend of mine also. Senior pastor, Roland Rasmussen. And I was there today. And hey, you're more than welcome to come to Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park. This church has been around for more than, I think, over 50 years. And if you want to find out more about the church, give them a call, 818-340-6131. That's 818-340-6131. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call in right now to Blog Talk Radio. The phone number, 347-633-9660. Dial one first, 347-633-9660. Also, you can call me on my other cell phone, 904-575-8797. That's 905-575-8797. And, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He will never fail any of us. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Not three separate gods, ladies and gentlemen, but one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, one God. A special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. I pray that everything is okay in your life. God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Like I said, you can call in right now here to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. Faith Baptist Church, they're located at 7644 Farallone Avenue, F-A-R-R-A-L-O-N-E Avenue, Canoga Park, California, 91304. Like I said, I was there earlier today for Sunday school and two services that went on this morning. And special shout out to my friends there at Faith Baptist Church. Pastor Tim Rasmussen, he's the pastor now, took over for his father, senior pastor Roland Rasmussen. Now, Pastor Roland Rasmussen, I believe in what he says, that we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist and the false prophet. I'm not afraid. It's not going to be an easy road traveled, because the Bible says the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're going to persecute Christians. Bible-believing Christians. They're going to get out a mark, either on the right wrist or forehead. And whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. It could be just a regular mark, either on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be an implantable chip into the skin. But whatever it is, don't take it. Because the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, the true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the almighty power of God. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And now I'm going to read out of Hebrews chapter 11, out of the precious Word of God, the Bible, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. First one of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God is faithful, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is. He is the faithful God. Therefore it sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, talking about Abraham, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Stand by. Got to turn the page here. But now they desire a better country, amen, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GMN Gregory News Network. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. Thank you for listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/flickman70. Let me read on here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. That was the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the Holy Word of God, the Bible, the Word of God, God's Word, and God used his own creation to pen his words down in a book, the Bible, the Holy Word of God. The most accurate version of the Word of God is the King James Version. And that's how I believe. And 1,500 years in the making, the Bible, the Holy Word of God. And there's no writing. There are no contradictions in the Word of God. It's the Word of God. There's no book like it. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the end days. And, you know, I'm going to go to another portion of Scripture. 2 Thessalonians. I've read out of this Scripture many times. Stand by. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let me read that portion of Scripture out of the Holy Word of God. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped." So, stand by. "So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Talking about the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen. "Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders." That's talking about the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." A lot of people in this world are having pleasure in unrighteousness. We are in the end times. The Bible also talks about false accusers in the end times. Satan is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he's deceiving billions of people into believing a lie. That's a strong delusion, ladies and gentlemen. Let me read on. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth." Jesus Christ is the love of the truth, that they might be saved. "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Amen. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Thank you, Lord. "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." That was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, ladies and gentlemen, of the Holy Word of God. Time is short, ladies and gentlemen. Time is short. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, check out my YouTube broadcast anytime. That's television worldwide on the internet. Go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it'll take you right to my YouTube broadcast. Right now, you can call me on my other cell phone if you like, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Of course, you dial one first. Or you can also call in live to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. I'm glad you're listening to my broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. Still got about 9 minutes left of this live broadcast. Also, I'm on Facebook. You can check out my Facebook at James W. Gregory, G-R-E-G-R-Y, Jr. on my Facebook site. And also, I'm on Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GREGORYOFNEWS. I'm trying to raise support. God willing, I'm going to go on KABC 790 AM in the future. I'm looking for $100 contributors and up. If you have a company or a product or a church ministry you'd like to market on KABC 790 AM on my network, GNN Gregory News Network, contact me anytime. You can send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. If you like one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1, or The Gregory Report, my newsletter, The Gregory Report. At one time, a portion of my newsletter was published by 5 newspapers here in the Los Angeles area, the Actonac Adulcy News, Lake Los Angeles News, the Rosamond News, the Fullerton Times in Fullerton Lake, California, and also the American Eagle News in Northridge, California. If there's any newspapers out there that would like to publish my newsletter, The Gregory Report, you can contact me anytime on one of my 2 cell phones. Now, the cell phone that I'm using right now, the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, that number, 818-426-6374, that's dial one first, of course, 818-426-6374, or my other cell phone, 904-575-8797. You're listening to GNN Gregory News Network, and I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network, and I'm glad you're listening. And have a couple listeners right now, so, ladies and gentlemen, God is good. He will never fail. He will never fail. Stand by. Yes, so I'm coming to you here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He will never fail. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And, you know, God is good. Be ready for more big earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, meteorites from space, asteroids. You know, the Bible says in the end times, there shall be big earthquakes in diverse places. Of course, God is in control of everything. The Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, and these three are one God with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hey, you know, I called in on my other phone right to my Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in from on your phone right here to 347-633-9660. Okay, I'm going to hang up on my other phone so I can receive phone calls on this phone, 904-575-8797. Take care. And still got about 4 minutes left of this live broadcast. Hey, any kind of contribution for this Christ Jesus-centered ministry, $10 or higher, much appreciated, and you'll get a free gift. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? And my name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. You know, it's an online church and also a street preaching ministry. I'm here in Los Angeles, California. I just moved back here a little over a few months ago, and coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com with my network, GNN Gregory News Network. Still got about less than four minutes to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And the segment for today's show for Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, GNN Gregory News Network, is time running out. Please trust and believe in Jesus Christ. Time is running out, ladies and gentlemen. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven, guaranteed. Those people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to end up in hell. And the Bible says clearly, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They're expecting a big earthquake to strike, a series of earthquakes to strike here on the western seaboard of the United States. Are you ready for them? I went through a big earthquake. My ex-wife and I got married January 7th, 94, here in Los Angeles. Just 10 days after we got married, the big Northridge earthquake happened. And God used that quake to get my attention, millions of people, their attention. Over 80 people died in that quake, and it did over $20 billion in damage. Freeways collapsed, houses collapsed, buildings were crushed, cars were crushed. It was the biggest natural disaster in American history up until Hurricane Katrina. And, and it's going to happen again. And is there going to be more terrorism here in America? I truly believe there is going to be more terrorism. We're fast approaching the anniversary of September 11th. I got 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com. Now, Lord willing, God willing, I will put this broadcast up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News. That's at symbol GregoryOfNews after this broadcast. And like I said, you can catch my YouTube broadcast on television on the internet worldwide at James Gregory. Just go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network, and catch some of my previous YouTube broadcasts. Less than a minute to go of this live broadcast, and going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day of salvation. If you have never called upon the Lord Jesus Christ, do so right now and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but by your grace and mercy, save my soul, and he will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance to know that you're going to heaven when you die. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's everlasting life in heaven. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network. Have a great day. Take care.